broadcasting from the Honda North studios. At Honda North, it's New Year's all month. And if you're in the market for a used car, you'll love the huge savings during the was-is pre-owned inventory clearance. Hurry in for the best selection. Start shopping now at HondaNorth.net. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show. It's local music here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, the show we present here weekly to fill you in on what's happening with local musicians, let you hear a little local music, and get you excited about maybe going out and see some of these folks, because there's a lot going on in the music scene here in western Pennsylvania and right in your backyard if you open up and take a look at it. And that's what we're here to do, to kind of inspire you to do that, hopefully. Being brought to you in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And as a matter of fact, our special guest tonight has recorded two of the songs you're going to hear tonight on this show at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. We're going to visit with Gary Burke III. But first of all, I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, who is back in the driver's seat on the other side, and probably very thankful to be there, and probably not very thankful to the fact that I sit over here with the mute button and keep myself out of trouble.
Yeah, right. How's it going, Bob?
Good. Good to have you back, Utah.
Yeah. TJ told me to watch my back. So.
Be the last time he ever leaves us alone.
Fun stuff. Great show. Glad everything went well for him yesterday.
Rock Down Right Tour Stop, yeah. The band Geeks for Autism Speaks.
It's underway.
And good stuff. And he was very honored to be a part of the kickoff this year. And so I hope they had a great turnout yesterday. And, as well, Shady Lady Productions with the Southern Fried Rock Show. And, boy, the buzz surrounding that show leading up to it was something. And, of course, a large part of that was the lineup as well.
Oh, yeah, 13 years. I mean, to keep it going that long, it's always a fun show. And the bands love it. The fans love it. So hopefully we just keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going, and it's always a good time. And Peter B's, we've done it there all 13 years. That was actually the first show I ever did at Peter B's.
So was it really?
Yep. Yeah. It was a lot of fun, and it's kind of how I got to know them and
get
my foot into that place. And it's been a wild ride, to say the least.
And, of course, Peter B's, a true performance location.
Live music venue. That's what they are.
Yep. Yeah. So... Well, that means 2018 is well underway, and we, of course, this past Friday, introduced yet another of our band jam lineups, so tune in every Friday morning, and we're revealing slowly but surely each one of the band participants who will be part of, or musicians who will be part of this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Yeah, tickets are on sale now, and in fact, camping reservations open up in just 3 days, so you can visit thebandjam.com and... get all of your information. Stay up to date as we build the lineup. Get your tickets now. Check out your campsites. And shout out to Lamatt Productions for coming back on board this year again with the Band Jam. And they also were a part of the Southern Fried Rock Show yesterday as well. So I appreciate working with them. They are truly professional.
Oh, they make it sound so fantastic. And it's just a great weekend of excitement, and has been growing. And I think the excitement just keeps getting bigger and bigger each and every year. I know I anticipate it every year, and you get almost giddy. I'm thinking July here, like it's next week.
We got a ways to go there, but
we got some bands to announce.
We do have another Rock Done Right Tour Stop coming up, though, and that's going to include Lamatt Productions as well, and it's going to include Peter B. So a whole bunch of common themes here. Of course, that's Shady Lady Productions' annual Heartbreakers Ball. And so that'll be coming at you February 10th. It's sort of a little anti-Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, for those that don't have much, maybe you have a little disdain for that particular date, but it might be one you might have to bring a crash helmet to, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's going to be the second stop of the Rock Done Right Tour this year, so
looking forward to it. Great lineup. Already on the bill, some pretty impressive bands that you're going to definitely want to see on February 10th.
Yeah, we have Dragline, Lions in America, and Skell, so let's get on out there.
Awesome stuff. Hey, we're excited to talk with Gary Burke coming up here. Gary Burke III. He's had a couple of singles that we played here that came out of the Meat Locker recording studio. So we'll find out a little bit about him. He plays in a band called County Line as well. And we'll talk about that. But first, some music for you to listen to.
Well, I ran out of coffee this morning, so I figure we might as well play a song about coffee and see if we kick the show off with Ben Valasek and the Growlers and his song Coffee.
All right. Sounds good. We'll sculpt a little Ben Valasek, huh? And then we'll follow that up with a young lady named Frederica Stover. I think you know her a little better as Miss Freddie. And she had a new album this past year, and that album has put her up for nomination for two different awards at the prestigious Blues Music Awards in Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, we know Miss Freddie is our very own Pittsburgh's Lady of the Blues, and she did a great, great new album. This is her second album called Lady of the Blues, so we're going to do the title track from that. We've played a little fixin' for you and branch out into something else. But congratulations to Miss Freddie. You know, she's from the Ross Township area, has been belting out the blues for a long time, very well respected in the area, and she is one heck of a singer. And congratulations to her. I hope she pulls away with one of those awards, if not both. I guess she's up for kind of an emerging artist award in that realm, and then also it's the Best Emerging Artist Album and the Coco Taylor Award for Traditional Blues Female.
It's great stuff.
Yeah.
And she is fun live also. So you've got to catch Miss Brady.
Well, and hey, and she's the second to be connected in this area to some pretty significant blues accomplishments. Congratulations to Jeff Fetterman and his band becoming semifinalists at the International Blues Challenge that was held just over a week ago. Some great stuff there. And, of course, Jeff was our first announcement for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So you're going to see a guy that was playing basically on an international stage or being internationally acclaimed at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year. So that's pretty cool stuff. Let's get to the music here tonight. It's the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
I wake up in the morning hours. I get up early just to pick her flowers. As the day keeps moving a little bit further my way. Get a moving at a 7:30 when it feels like hell. But I know that it's heaven. Somebody pinch me, cause it's gonna be a beautiful day. You see, I needed to feel a little bit motivated. Can't even help feeling a little bit aggravated. And baby, don't get angry if I feel a little bit of hatred. Like crude oil, no milk or sugar, and motivated. Can't even help feeling a little bit aggravated. And baby, don't get angry if I feel a little bit of hatred.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock and Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock and Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to talk a little music here tonight on our Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. And this segment is being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. And thank them for being our longest-running sponsor of the show. Back again.
First and longest-running.
That's right. Very excited to have in the studio a gentleman who we have played a couple of new songs from out of our previous segment sponsor, Meat Locker Recording Studio. Mr. Gary Burke III is with us. Gary, how you doing?
Doing well, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Good to have you in the studio here tonight.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Love the two songs that we've had an opportunity to play. You recently released a couple of singles out of Meat Locker, Crashed and Getaway Sticks, and some pretty impressive stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll talk about the recording process with Jim Harpel down at Meat Locker coming up, but let's get to know Gary Burke a little bit here tonight and give us a little background where you're from.
I'm actually from Shakora, out past almost to Katanning.
Okay.
I kind of live in between East Brady and Katanning, so.
Okay. And whatever led you down a musical path?
Oh, actually when I was 9 years old, I was on my way to our family camp, and there was a CD playing, and I was actually in my grandma's truck, and there was a CD playing, and I was just singing along, and my dad was like, "Hey, wait, do that again," and I was like, "Okay," so I did it again and again and again, about 400 times, and I kind of figured out I could sing, and then that turned into, well, hey, there's a guitar at home, maybe I should learn how to play that, so then I started playing guitar and singing, and well, that led me here.
So dad heard the pipes and a star was born.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't stop here.
Yeah.
Hope this isn't your pinnacle here.
No, definitely not.
So I'm curious, first of all, you were on your way to the family camp.
Yes.
We've heard stories about northern Pennsylvania from our friend Slim Forsyth and others. I'm just curious where the camp was.
Tynesta.
Okay, so you were on a little bit of a drive, not a long one.
Not a long drive, but yeah.
Okay. Who was in the CD that was inspiring you to sing?
It was actually Billy Gilman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was one of his first albums.
Okay.
And, it was, as I said, I mean, we listened to it probably 1,200 times in 48 hours, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was neat.
Now, you said then you got back home and there was a guitar. Whose guitar?
It was actually one that my dad had gotten me a long time ago, like long before even that moment. And, just being 9 years old, I kind of looked at it and I was like, yeah, I could play that. And we know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know, every kid can play a guitar. And then I started, just hanging out with different people. And I had a couple friends that were big into guitars and started watching them. And I was like, hey, I want to do that. And next thing I knew, I started playing. Everybody makes fun of me, but the first song I was determined to learn how to play was Stairway to Heaven. And everybody was like, no, you're not going to start with that. And I was like, yeah, I am. Yeah. And so I did, and then I learned how to read a little bit of music, and then I just started listening to things and picking it up, and in the past 3 years, I've since became a full-time lead guitar player, too, so I went from being just a rhythm guitar player to a lead player now, so.
And obviously, we're talking to you as a solo artist, but talk to us about bands you've been in or play in.
Currently, I play in a band. We play locally. It's called County Line. Mm-hmm. We've played pretty much everywhere and anywhere in this local area. We do like country, southern rock, a little bit of rock and roll. We also perform my originals, the two that you guys feature for me.
Okay.
But Yeah.
Cool. Now, was your dad a musician at all? I mean, what inspired him to give you a guitar? He just thought it was the present to give, I guess. Huh?
My grandma tells the story the best, because she had these big speakers when she was a kid, when he was a kid, and needless to say, he blew them out playing "Smoke on the Water."
Okay,
every kid's dream. he was kind of a rock star when he was younger, when he was like 10, 12, 13.
Okay.
So yeah, and then he just kind of, you know, he taught me a couple simple things, you know, just a couple little songs and riffs, and then that was it. And I just took it and ran with it.
You picked it up from there.
Yeah.
Now, you said you learned how to read music. Have you taken any formal training, or has this just been stuff that you've picked up on your own?
I actually did a little bit of work with Greg Mara. I did some video lessons with him, and I didn't do a whole bunch with him. It was kind of hard with Skype at that time. Skype wasn't really advanced.
Okay.
But I mean, he helped me a lot. As far as like actual lessons, no, I never really went through anybody to actually have a lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
I just kind of picked it up all on my own.
Okay. And obviously you've been, you picked it up pretty proficiently.
Thank you.
Now, how long has County Line been together? How long have you been a part of that? Because obviously you said you've gone from rhythm to lead in
the
band.
Yeah. We've had this band for 3 years. Pretty much it started, you know, there's three members in it that have been in it since the beginning.
Okay.
And we've had one member that's always in and out.
Okay.
Which it seems like that's a common problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been going great. I mean, we've had the opportunity to open up for a lot of cool people. We just got back from the fair convention this past weekend.
Central Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And got to meet a lot of cool people out there. Mm-hmm. We'll be playing a couple local places, so.
Cool. Yeah. You guys have a Facebook page or anything that people can look up?
If you actually, you can go to our website. It's www.countylinepgh.com.
Pittsburgh.
County
Line PGH. Awesome. Yep. And you can follow that. Now, you've gone into the solo thing here a little bit. Was that always an intent, or did that just kind of happen?
It just kind of happened.
Okay.
I was wanting to get into doing my own music, mm-hmm. and I was really struggling trying to find it and, you know, trying to really just get my niche. And I happened to be talking to some people, and, you know, the song Crash, the first one I released, kind of came into play. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, I could probably do this. So, it was definitely not intended to be a solo career, but it did turn into that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I still play full time with the band. I couldn't do it without them guys, so you know, I couldn't do it in the local area at all.
Who would you say are Gary Burke influences? What did you grow up listening to? And has that paralleled or differentiated, I guess, maybe between the band and what you're doing solo?
I mean, truthfully, it's hard for me because I have so many influences. They change every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I relate to people, obviously, that have a similar story to me.
Okay.
And a story I just heard, I was just reading about it the other day, was Kane Brown. He worked at FedEx. He said he had the dream job, which, ironically, that's where I used to work. So I picked up on that, and I started listening to his story, and I was like, wow, that's me to a T. Like, you know, he found out he could sing, and, well, there he is today.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I got to meet Jeff Cook from Alabama.
Okay.
I did a lot of work with him, and hung out with him and Dave Hammonds, who was Loretta Lynn's drummer. They really inspired me to, when I was young, to just push for it. You know, you don't know unless you try.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's it. That's interesting. And of course, you're going to be doing a couple of covers in addition to us playing the songs of your singles that are very diverse in their own right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some music. Let's hear, the first song we played from you coming out of the Meat Locker recording studio was called Crashed.
Yes.
Give us a little background of how that song came together.
Well, I actually got with two songwriters, Chris Farron and Steve Azar. Chris Farron co-wrote Jesus Take the Wheel for Carrie Underwood with Brett James.
Yeah.
Steve Azar sang I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday. I mean, everybody knows that song. But it was just one of those things that it came together, and I joke about it because I'm like, well, you know, we sat down and it crashed, and it just that's how it worked out. And you know, the rest is history.
Cool, cool. Well, let's give it a listen.
All right.
It's Crashed. It's Gary Burke III here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Looking for the love thing, bumping into strangers, searching for the same thing. When it happened, it was nobody's fault. When it all came to a screeching halt, it was nothing like a schoolboy crush. Man, it wasn't like we gently touched, and we crashed into each other. Get real slow. I'm the only one to tell me when to lose control. All at once, from I don't know where, suddenly you were right there. By the time I put my foot on the brakes, a man, I'll tell you, it was too late. We crashed into each other. This ain't no fender bender, this ain't no hit and run. Before it hit me, the damage was already done. There ain't no compromise, there ain't no broken glass. Two people in a daze when it all goes satisfied and be simple.
be a simple man. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can? Forget your lust for the rich man's gold. All that you need now is in your soul. You can do this, oh baby, let me try. All that I want for you, my son, be satisfied.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back here in the studio on the Rock Station, 97.7, for our weekly Sunday night show. We call it Grassroots. This segment being brought to you by Bros' Superette. Just had some awesome steaks from Bros' a few nights ago now, you know, because this is a week later. But I recommend you pop up and see Jim and the staff and the great cuts of meat they have. You can pick up just about anything. Need some help for whatever meal you got going on. They've got the great little store right at the top of the hill. It's right on the price. It's Bros' Superette, South Main Street in Butler, and we thank them for being part of the show. They love being part of the local music scene, and we love the fact that they're tied into it.
Yeah, we've got to get them on the air. Yeah. We got to do that.
Yeah.
Keep saying it, we got to do it.
That's right.
So were you eating those steaks during the Patriots game, Bob? Is that when you were?
No, it was before that, because I would have lost my appetite if I was watching it by the Patriots game. So it was actually for the Steeler game. No, it wasn't. I wasn't around for the Steeler game. I'm making stuff up now, so. I don't know what night it was. It was midweek.
We do that all the time.
Yeah, I popped up midweek, I think it was, and decided it was time to have some steaks. And you know what it was? I was on the email, just popped in, had been back from a trip, and opened up the email, and lo and behold, one of the items that came through was a note from Bros' Superette, and it was the weekly specials. And the very first thing was New York strips. At a great price, so I went up, took a look at them, and I went, I want those four.
I had to recollect there,
because now that's a week and a half ago. I can barely remember what I did yesterday, you know what I mean? So, we're back with Gary Burke here in the studio tonight. Just heard the song Simple Man, following his first single called Crashed, a great cover of some Skinner there for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you guys do that in the band as well?
Or? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It seems to be a fan favorite.
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong with Skynyrd, right?
Yeah, no.
People are either going to yell Journey or Skynyrd, so.
Yeah. Freebird!
Tell us a little bit. I'm curious now. You've piqued our interest with Crashed. And by the way, great work on that song. Chris Farron and Steve Azar, you three wrote that song together.
It was me having the idea.
Okay, and you threw it out to those guys.
Like I was like, hey, listen, I'm an artist. I need a song. Like, give me something to work with.
Okay.
And them two pretty much collaborated it all together and sent me the final product. And it was neat because, I mean, as I said, you know, we did it all back and forth of email and like I've never seen anything come together like that. So,
well, you know, it's amazing. It's fascinating to hear that because, you know, you hear it, I think, a lot nowadays with bands even putting together songs. It comes to mind an artist I'm a big fan of right now. Wrote a melody, sent it out to one of his vocalists, sent it out to another guy, and he wrote the lyrics, and they shared it back and forth, sent it back to him. Next thing you know, there was lyrics to put to his music. And I think that happens more often than not now because of the technology that is available.
Yep.
You know, so you can really meet with somebody many, many miles away and come together.
I mean, I've had the opportunity to work with people out of L.A. I've had, out of people out of Nashville, pretty much all over the United States. And it's crazy because people are like, how do you go all those places so fast? And it's like, no, we don't have to. We have this thing called email now.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't realize how much control email actually has how much control you have with your email. I mean, you can, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you have to go sit in a room with 10 guys and write a song anymore.
Yeah.
You can sit on the internet and do it.
Well, and it's the first premise of this business anyway.
Yeah.
It's making contacts.
Yeah.
And your contacts, whether it's local or national,
yeah,
you know, it could be something that, that helps you, you know, find the gold mine.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Now, I'm curious, as you took this song and made it yours, you obviously went down to the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler to record.
I did, yes. Actually, Utah is who recommended him, you know, because I was pretty much sitting around, and I was like, I have nowhere, like, where do I go to record a song? And I was like, wait, I'm going to get a hold of Utah. And my dad and I both contacted him probably pretty much the same day, I think. We're like, hey, where do we record around here?
Yeah, I just got a phone call out of the blue. I'm like, who's this?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you got to go see Jim. And I was like, okay, we'll give it a try. And in my head, I'm like, the Meat Locker. I've heard that, you know, all over town, but where is the Meat Locker? And I got with Jim, and I'll tell you what, that place is awesome. I mean, anybody that's, you know, if you're a beginner, if you're a pro, they've got it pretty much for everybody. You know, anybody can go there, and Jim is amazing behind that soundboard. He can do anything.
Yeah.
Now, did County Line, were the musicians on the song, or did Jim supply the Meat Locker supply those? Or?
Actually, those were out of Nashville. They were all Nashville musicians on the actual songs that you hear on, you know, that you guys play.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all out of Nashville.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So.
Now, did they do their musical version of that, send it up to you and Jim, and then you put together your angle on how
all the music was together. I got the finalized product of the actual music, and then Jim added the vocals for me, did all the backing vocals, everything like that, and did the final mastering, and that was how it worked out.
Now, for one song, I'm curious, and for those listening out there, they might be wondering too, how long of a process was that when you walked in the doors of the Meat Locker? How much time did you put in on that?
You know, it's crazy because some people are like,
inflate it.
Yeah. I mean, some people are like, you know, it has to take months. I'm like, maybe, depending. And no, actually, I mean, from the time I walked in, it was, I don't know, 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
I mean, of just vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jim is, he just has a hospitality level that 6 to 8 hours in his studio feels like 20 minutes. And, you know, even he even said the same thing when we were recording Crash. He's like, we've been here forever. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But it doesn't seem like it. And he's like, yeah, I know. That's crazy.
But I know he's a perfectionist, and you want that behind the audio
definitely.
Console. You want somebody that's going to bring the best out of you and do the best for you. And I know Jim is very picky on what he does because he'll do something over. You know, you'll hear a product, he'll drop it off to us, and you know, wow, that's pretty awesome. And then, you know, three versions later, use this one, please.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you know, he just always hears something different, and you know, that's impressive. Yeah. So, well, good stuff. So. The next song you've released is called Getaway Sticks.
Getaway Sticks.
Give us a little background on that song.
This was actually wrote by Steve Syke and Dean DiLorenzo.
Okay.
I didn't have anything to do with this song. It was just something that I came across. And, I mean, as a newer artist with Crashed, I mean, I kind of broke into some new markets of finding songs and, you know, people releasing songs that, you know, they're looking for an artist to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this one, and I heard the intro to it, and I was like, oh, wow, I need to hear this whole song. So I was like, okay, well, so I started listening to it, and I called my fiance. I was like, you got to check this song out. Like, I think this is a hit. And she called me back. She's like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? And she's like, I don't know. It's like, it's a rock song. And I'm like, oh, that's what you mean. She's like, yeah. She's like, it's a rock song. It's not really, you know, your style. And I said, well, I'm going to be rock now. She said, okay. So, but yeah, I mean, everybody that I let listen to it, you know, in the beginning was like, oh, yeah, that's the one. Like, get that out on the radio as soon as possible. And so, you know, lo and behold, I went back and seen Jim. And, you know, Jim was like, oh, yeah, we love this song. And we had a whole group of people down there listening to it, and everybody was like, oh yeah, we like this one, you know. So, but yeah, you know, Jim really, he did wonders on that song, because just my vocals, that one was a little bit more complicated than Crashed with vocals, just because it was more of a rock song. I'm more of a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever it came time to sing it, I was like, I don't know how to sing like a rock and roll guy. Like, what do you mean I got to sing this? And he's like, Gary, you do it every weekend with your band. I'm like, yeah, but that's different. Like, this is going to be me singing my song. I'm not covering somebody. But yeah, I mean, he worked with me, got me all squared away, and it was really neat. It was really a cool process.
Yeah. It'd take you out of your realm a little bit. And I think, you know, as an artist, you want that.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to be an artist that came in and did strictly country or strictly rock.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I didn't want to be a strict artist to a genre.
Right.
So the more I can cover, the better. I mean, I'm not going to get into rap or anything like that, but, you know, I want to stick with that kind of style, but I definitely want to be versatile.
Hmm. Yeah. And you're working on another tune that hopefully will hear before long.
I am. It's actually, Chris Farron was also a writer on it. He also co-wrote Crashed.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one, it's kind of a follow-up to Crashed.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Within the
is
next
it called Burned?
No, it's actually called This Is. So
cool.
They didn't burn yet. That's the third song for the set.
Do you have your own personal site that people? I mean, where can people go find these songs outside and hear them?
You can go on to. I mean, I'm on iTunes, Spotify.
Okay.
Pretty much anywhere you can find your music, I'm on there. If you go on to I have my personal Facebook page. My music's always on there. I blast it on there. Even if you go onto the County Line website, the countylinepgh.com,
mm-hmm.
There's links to the music on there.
Cool.
Pretty much, you know, if you search my name, you'll find me.
And it's Gary Burk, B-U-R-K. Do you throw the third on there,
too? I do.
Okay, Gary Burk the third. All right. So check it out. Some great new tunes. And check out the County Line website. Go out and see them. And do you do any solo gigs outside of County Line?
Every once in a while.
Yeah,
every once in a while.
An
I pull
acoustic
an,
thing?
Yeah,
whatever.
I do pull an acoustic thing. A couple weeks ago, we were up at the Deer Creek Winery.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I've never played a winery. I'm not a wine drinker myself. So I went there and I didn't really know what to expect, but I mean, everybody loved us. I mean, we had a blast up there.
Cool.
It was myself and my guitar player, my bass player, and but yeah, I mean, it was still pretty singly, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't the whole lights and cameras and action.
Yeah.
So
just stripped down, Gary Burk.
Yeah.
Gary, you're going to play a song after Getaway Sticks, cover two of the of Kryptonite.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to do it kind of my a little bit of a different way. I'm going to, you know, see what happens with it.
All right, we'll hear that live in the studio after another cut out of the Meat Locker recording studio from Gary Burke III, called Getaway Sticks. Gary, thanks for coming in and telling your story and playing live too.
Thank you.
And
thanks
we'll
for having me.
See you down the road. We'll look forward to that next single.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, definitely.
Gary Burke III here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Hot summertime, poolside fishing, bikinis bathed with long tan legs. Much obliged, ladies, I'm coming. Dresses up past their knee. They look nice. I'm guessing there's one or two that I'd like to meet. They look good in high heel shoes. Look good in shorts and boots. There's just something about these country chicks. They had the best night looking. Get away. Troubled mind, I left my body lying somewhere in a sand town. I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Dark side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then. As long as you be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still come? If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive, then where will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side, my superhuman, my kryptonite, yeah. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive, then where will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side, my superhuman, my kryptonite.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best. And that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Hey, do you like to sing? Well, you need to head to the Hotel Beacon and get signed up for a new competition coming in February. The Beacon Hotel presenting a lip sync competition starting Friday, February 2nd. All are welcome to sign up and compete, amateur or professional, to win a trip to Niagara Falls in April. You can sign up at the Hotel Beacon, or if you'd like more information, you can also drop by our radio station location on Pillow Street. We do have information and sign-up forms. Join the Turbo Sonics Saturday, February 3rd for the In Memory of Melissa Bauer benefit. This is for the Center for Victims of Violent Crime. It's going to be a night of music at Cephalo's in Carnegie. Tickets are $25, available pre-sale at melissabowers.eventbrite.com or $30 at the door. The Turbo Sonics hit the stage at 9:15 that night. Catch Washboard Tony and Son at Cummings Coffee, Route 68 West, Friday, February 9th from 7 to 8:30. It's free admission. Also, Washboard Tony and Son presenting a free show at the lobby of the new Butler YMCA, the new lobby at the Y, Tuesday, February 13th. It's an afternoon get-together from 2 to 4. You're invited to drop by. Check out the new Comedy Night Open Mic Nights hosted by TJ Klisavage at the Steamworks Creative on William Flynn Highway. That's Route 8 down in the Gibsonia area. It's the first Monday of every month beginning Monday, February 12th. From 7 to 10 p.m., it will be a BYOB event and over 21. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, get set for the Rock Done Right Tour stop for February. It's coming up on February 10th. It's the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's featuring Skell, Lions in America, Dragline, and more. And on March 10th, it's Ryan's Run, the Rock Done Right Tour stop for March. Mark your calendar. It'll be at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. And don't forget as well, Brutality returns for St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Presented by Shady Lady Productions. Stay tuned for more details.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show to wrap things up here tonight. We're being brought to you in part by P&W Construction. Our thanks to Gary Burke III. Joining us in the studio here tonight, some great sounding stuff, a couple of covers and two new tunes out of the Meat Locker recording studio from Gary. Some good stuff. Hope you'll support his cause. Give him a like on Facebook or maybe check out Spotify, iTunes, and pick up some of his music. Get out and support the cause. And get out and support some of these local musicians. As we heard on the concert calendar, there's lots of opportunity for you to get out and see some local music. Mark your calendar for the Rock Done Right Tour that continues in February, the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's. It'll be a great night of music on the anti-heart-loving night.
See you there. Bring your helmet.
Bring your helmet. Oh, it's going to be a great show. So, hey, thanks for supporting the cause here tonight. We appreciate you tuning in here on The Rock Station 97.7. And if you have anybody out there that is in a band or know somebody who is, get in touch with us. It works a lot of different ways, but all you have to do is fire off an email at grassroots@vcrnetwork.com and let us know about your music. You know, Sean Zarnick did that and got Miranda Brandon on the air, so it's as simple as that.
What a talent.
Wow. How about it? What a voice, right? Well, we've got some other talent here we're going to play before we go.
Yeah, we're gonna get on some Crushing Ground, and you probably will recognize this guy's voice because we play a lot of him, his other alter ego, which is Acoustic Fingers. That's Mr. Rob Rausch. But if you recall when we talked to him, he also has a band, and this is them, Crushing Ground, and some pretty good stuff. And we'll do their song, Scars.
Okay. And we'll follow that up with a little Zone 8. The single that we released, or that was released right before the holidays this year, from the guys in Zone 8, a song called Shackled Generations to wrap up the Grassroots Show. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess, with you every Sunday night to talk local music. We appreciate you tuning in to The Rock Station 97.7.
Woods, razor sharp and cut like a thousand knives. Thoughts like poison contaminate the strongest mind. Lies, all the sparks there turn to fire and burn you to the bone time after time. And nothing ever fully heals. It only leaves a scar. Trust begins in betrayal to never be fully regained. And lost is to know to the arms of another. One day may feel the same way. And nothing ever fully. Quiet.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Keep those noisemakers handy, because at Honda North, we're celebrating New Year's all month with awesome new car deals, like $159 a month for the 2018 all-wheel drive HRV. Hurry into Honda North for the details before these deals get swept away like New Year's confetti. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
If I could find assurance to leave you behind, I know my better half would fade, and all my doubt is a staircase for you, up and out of this maze. The first step is the one you believe in. The second one might be profound. I follow you down through the eye of the storm. But don't worry, I'll keep you warm. I follow you down while we're passing through space. I don't care if we fall from grace. I follow you. Trademark the color blue, just like the tower we never built, in the shadow of all the guilt, when the other hand was pointed at you. Yeah, the first step is the one you believe in, and the second one.
Classic to modern rock. The Rock Station, 97.7.
And that's all I can do. 97.7.